Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. Lambs become lions. Father, we thank you for this time. Pray that you put it under the blood of Jesus, that you anoint it with your Holy Spirit, that you establish your word in my mouth like the pen of a ready writer, that you gird your sword on your side, O God, to execute justice and vengeance and righteousness, that this is the hour and we recognize that we must attend and be about your business, and not the business of others. Lambs become lions. I'm going to start with Revelation 17:14, and we're going to give some backdrops. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with them are called and chosen and faithful. This is called war with the Lamb. Who's making war with the Lamb? Who's making war with the Lamb? The mighty and the strong, the beast and the kings of the earth, the harlot church, the son of perdition, who and the Lamb shall overcome them. And the Lamb overcomes them. The Lamb slaughtered from the foundations of the earth. And those that are with him, the Lord of lords and King of kings, means that these people, he is their Lord and their King, those with him which are called and chosen and faithful, these are the ones that overcome him. Who? Those who make war with the Lamb, those who oppose him. Revelation 13:11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Ooh, this is a counterfeit version of the lamb on the throne. Looks like a lamb. He has two horns like a lamb, a ram, okay? But the spirit that's operating through him and the doctrines and the teachings are those of the dragon, those who make war against the truth and the Lamb. In 1 Peter 5:8, when it talks about what this battle is, in part, especially against those that are called chosen and faithful, here we have Peter, who speaks in 1 and 2 Peter a lot about the return of the Lord those days. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, as the devil, he identifies who's the adversary, the devil, the evil one, as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour. So this, therefore, the devil, the evil one, the adversary, is looking around to destroy us and devour us. Those who serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jeremiah 11:19. In this particular passage, Jeremiah talks about how he was like a lamb and what his enemies were doing. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devices against me, saying, let us destroy the fruit with the tree with the fruit thereof. And let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be no more remembered. They didn't like what Jeremiah had to say, so they were going to kill him. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. His title, Satan. But he is the evil one. That's sort of his crowning title, Satan. He is the devil. And Jesus, those of us that follow him, who are called, chosen, and faithful, he does the work if we follow him and we look to his character and his example. Isaiah 53:7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Now, there are times when Jesus went before Pilate at that time, and Pilate was saying, well, don't you know I have power to release you? And he says, Jesus said to him, well, you have no power over me unless God had given it to you. He's asking him, "Are you the king?" And he said, "You have said it. Your people say you're the king of the Jews, are you?" He said, "Well, you've said it." That's the only time he, when he was addressed directly, he spoke the truth. And he was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He was the lamb slain from the foundations of the earth, because he is our example. We don't operate in the flesh. We give our, we trust ourselves to the Lord and give ourselves over to his will and follow him, because he went to the cross. He was slaughtered for our sins if we believe on him and receive this great gift, because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. John 1:29, the next day John sees Jesus coming to him and says, "Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. If you receive him and believe in me, if you confess and repent and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Call on his name. John 1:36, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, this is John the Baptist, says, "Behold the Lamb of God." And Acts 8:32, again, the place of the scripture which she read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. So now we have the identity, okay, of the battlefield, the participants on the stage. We have the lamb and the throne, and he will overcome those who have making war against him. This is the dragon, okay? And in that category of the dragon are the 10 kings of the earth, the beast, the woman, which is the harlot church that rides the beast. These are some of the vessels that Satan, the devil, uses to oppose the war, to oppose the lamb in the war against the lamb. And those who are behind Jesus, because he's the Lord of the armies, he's definitely Lord of the armies, are called and chosen and faithful, and they follow him. So let's look at Revelation 5:6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. In this passage, this describes the work and the function, the authority, the government, which is on his shoulders, of the lamb. They're four beasts, or cherubim, and the elders, the 24. And this lamb has seven horns. Seven is complete power, seven horns, for those who give it to him. If you give your power to evil, then that's who you serve. And seven eyes, which means the eyes of the Lord run to and fro over the whole earth, seeking those that he might show himself strong on behalf of those who wait on him. What do you mean, wait on him? Those who don't take it upon their own and break the laws of God, who don't try to make it happen, who have crucified the flesh, as Jesus did, who crucified the sin nature, and follow the Lamb. And the Spirit of God is operating in and through them, which are the seven horns and the seven eyes, it says, are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. These spirits are part of the extension of the Lamb, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And this is what they do. They're sent. Jesus was sent by the Holy Spirit. We are sent. Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Right, this is important. The book is the authority that's written down. This is an eternal book. And the four beasts and the four and 20 elders fell down before the Lord, because the Lord was about to render a judgment. He was about to bring something to pass. Every one of them had harps and golden vials full of odors. This is worship. And the golden vials full of odors of the fragrance, it says, which are the prayers of the saints. Prayers of the saints are important because we are transformed into that priestly minister of praying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Revelation 5:12, just a little bit later from this passage, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Interestingly enough, those are seven attributes of his worth and his what he has authority over. Revelation 5:13, the next verse says, "And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him who sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And then let's go to the next passage, Revelation 6:1. "And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, come and see." And then let's drop down a little further to Revelation 6:16. Okay, these are the rich men of the earth, all right? I'm going to get a little more around this passage. Revelation 6:16. Revelation 6:12. "And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal." Who opened the sixth seal? The Lamb. Only the Lamb was worthy. "And lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind." These are asteroids or meteor showers. "And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains." They went underground and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." The wrath of the Lamb. "And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come." That's the signature. They go into hiding, the rich men of the earth. "And who shall be able to stand?" And who shall be able to stand? Revelation 7:1. "And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the wind, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree." And then this angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." I think that's in progress. And let's drop down to verse 7:9, Revelation 7:9. "And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all the nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice." They cried with a loud voice. They cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne." And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before their throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders, answered, saying to me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and from where they came? He said, ah. And I said to him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they which come out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. And therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and shall lead them to living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all their tears from his eyes. Let's look at Revelation 12:11. This is the woman, which is the church, and who are her children? The woman is the good church. The woman is the righteous church. The woman is the one that produces the spirit of Jesus. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. And who are they? Let's drop up here to Revelation 12:7. And there was war in the heavens. Michael and the angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God now, and the power of his Christ. Here it is. You become. And those who follow him, this is my abbreviated, those who follow him, this is what comes upon them. This is an anointing for salvation and strength and the kingdom of God to proclaim it, and the power of his Christ for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. And they overcame him, those who were accused, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. This is the woman that brings forth Jesus in her life. This is the church. It has the spirit of Jesus and the spirit of prophecy operating in her. Let's look at Revelation 13. Well, I don't want to get into this whole passage, but this is about the beast. There is a beast that comes out of the sea, having seven horns, seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns, ten crowns, and and on his heads, the name of blasphemy. And it goes on to say, it describes this beast, and one of his heads were wounded into death and was healed, and all the world wondered after him. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like to the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. The power was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth against blasphemies against God, his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in the heavens. And it was given to him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of the life of the Lamb, slain from the foundations of the earth. It's another aspect, strategic aspect, identifying who the opposition is to those, to the Lamb. Well, I say to you, if any man hear, let him hear. He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with a sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And then another piece came out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. Ah, here we go, the beast, right? The lamb, the dragon in sheep's clothing. Kings of the earth, their crowns, and they oppose God. I want to read Isaiah 5:29. Their roaring shall be like a lion. They shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar and lay hold of their prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. Isaiah 31:4. For thus has the Lord spoken unto me, like as a lion and a young lion roaring on his prey, when a multitude of shepherds is called forth against him. He will not be afraid of their voice, nor abase himself for the noise of them. So shall the Lord of hosts come down to fight for Mount Zion and for the hill thereof. This is the lion of the tribe of Judah, Zion, Judah. And the lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. He has gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy city shall be waste without inhabitant. Revelation 5:5, and I'm going to conclude with this scripture. And one of the elders says to him, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the spirit of prophecy, which is the spirit of Jesus. Lord, breathe on this. Father, open the ears to hear. Let it go where it needs to go. And Lord, you are Lord of lords and King of kings. We praise your great and holy name. Thank you, Jesus.